our series The End yesterday about cultures ending in the face of rushing modernity, the homogenization of the industrial world, let alone the dairy industry, got us thinking and you thinking what's also on the brink of extinction. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
This is Marco from Oklahoma City. There is an American tradition that I miss, and it's going away, and that is the American tradition of a can-do attitude without the braggadociousness that we exhibit today. We've become a nation of whiners and braggers, yet we do less than we used to do.
That's pretty thoughtful there,
yeah,
Marco,
absolutely.
In Oklahoma City. Patricia from Forest Hills, New York, writes us on thetakeaway.org. My parents are from Colombia, and one of the traditions I'd love to continue is keeping the nativity scene as the focus of Christmas. Santa wasn't a part of Christmas growing up, and I like that. Keep the focus on Christ, not on some fat guy giving presents. Well, you'll have to talk to some lawyers about that.
Although in my family, the fat guy giving presents was actually a relative, so.
You're related to Santa? Get out.
Kind of.
The things you learn on this program. The one tradition I would hand down from generation to generation, DH from Boston Posts, is Christian Science. The beliefs and knowledge collected from people's healings and the articles written offer insights to how God heals. This is slowly going away and needs some rejuvenation to keep it alive in modern society.
This is Carl from Mossy Rock, Washington. I believe it is noble to attempt to preserve cultures, but at the same time, we need to keep in mind one of the teachings of the Buddha, that is, everything changes. Nothing is permanent.
We go now to our resident expert on Buddha, Celeste Headlee.
Yeah, Buddha did say that.
And Buddha, everything changes. You know, I actually go along with that. I think the change is a part of the preservation.
And he said celebrate the change, that you can retain things while celebrating how they've changed through the years. And I think that's true of cultural traditions as well.
Oh.
I don't think Buddha actually said om.
Om. It was more